Could be Matt Forte's last game. You know, his status is in doubt for next year. What's the best way for you as the offensive coordinator to say what he has, you know, what he has done and how much he means to the Bears at this point of his career?
Well, like I said, when I first came here, I never knew the numbers specifically. You know that he's been a Pro Bowl player for all these years. But then when you look at what he's done statistically, it's off the charts. There's very few people that have accomplished what he's accomplished so far. And I know he's done everything we've asked him to do here so far since we've arrived. He's unique because he can do all three things a back needs to do as far as running the ball, catching the ball, and pass protection. He's a rare breed of running back, and I know how he feels about this place, and after the season, I know that's going to be a big deal to see what happens with that going forward.
And frankly, I guess I don't know any way to ask it. How does the development of Langford, how does that affect how expendable a guy like Matt could be looking ahead?
I think we're going to look at each case individually, and then that's really the GM and the head coach kind of making those decisions as far as what do we want to do as a group. Our job as coaches, when we go in, we're looking at more as individual basis of where each player is at, and then we give our opinion, and then decisions are made by obviously the decision makers.
But are you in any position to say, hey, we need to find a way to make
you get your opinion, but at the end of the day, that's why the GM and the head coach, you know, they're at the top.
Adam, when you do an evaluation of the whole season, you basically look at each individual, and you also look at different situations like reps and all that stuff, and report on it that way.
Yeah, it's a long process. I know it seems like it happens really fast because everybody's in and out after that last game. We go back and we'll go through individually by position. The coordinators, it's, you know, we got to work pretty quick. A lot of the opinions are given by the position coaches, and then we'll regroup and then kind of do our situational studies, whether it be run game, pass protection, red area, third down. That comes a little later in the off season.
When you track Jeremy's development, what stands out to you over these last couple months of the way he's progressed?
I think he's improved in the pass protection area for sure. His ability to run downhill I think I was a little surprised of how aggressive he was. I know coming from Michigan State, they did so many, you know, gap scheme type plays, downhill plays, but until you get a guy in the building and then you start seeing him work with pads, you don't really understand how physical, because at first when you see him, he doesn't look like an overpowering guy, but the way that he runs behind his pads, he runs downhill, but he does have some elusiveness to him, but he does hit defenders and he can wear on some guys. I think that has been something that I've been very impressed with, and we've always felt good about his receiving skills. I know there's been a couple hiccups here and there, but for the most part, he's been very impressive, you know, for a guy that we drafted as late as we did to come in here and be that effective.
And what impression has Charles Leno left on you in the time he's gotten to sort of take control of that spot?
I love the fact that he never got frustrated about what happened earlier in the preseason. I think he had a little bit of a rough start, just kept working, and then when he got his opportunity at left tackle, he took full advantage of it, and he's been so steady for us, and he's been a very good leader for that group as far as being a guy that's always doing the right thing and making sure that his side of the ball is taken care of, and I know Jay feels very comfortable with him on that left side.
It's a position that a lot of teams will devote top-level resources to. He's obviously just a seventh-round pick, but is he the type of guy that you can stick in there and feel good about long-term?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. I mean, we'll go back, and when you're going from week to week like we are right now, and you're evaluating, you really want to take a second to kind of go back and look at the season as a whole. And that's why it is tough for a position coach every once in a while, because you remember really the last week of the season. Or maybe the last 2 weeks. So when you go back, you need to look at that full slate of games that he played and kind of review of, okay, how did we start, where were we in the middle, and how are we finishing off? So that's critical to make sure, because you can get one part of a player stuck in your mind and you forget the whole body of work.
I think the last possession last week, he got the ball six times. Is that that something that you would have trusted him to do even 6 weeks ago? He's hanging there and all that.
I feel what he's shown us since the preseason, and we felt good about him, especially in the last game where we really wanted to see what he could bring, because we didn't have a ton of, you have practice reps, but you don't really know until you get in those games. And the way he ran the ball, we felt really good about. Anytime we put him in the game, we knew we were going to get positive yards because he's so physical, he's so downhill, that he's going to make sure that he's going to grind it out. If you don't block anybody, he's going to figure out a way to get back to the line of scrimmage. And I feel like he's done that, and I feel great about him. Anytime he goes in the game, I know we're going to get positive yards.
Is he the kind of guy where going forward, can he handle 15, 20 carries?
That's hard for me to – I haven't seen him do it yet, but I know that whatever amount of carries you're going to give him, he's going to get – he's going to make sure they all count.
And then how much of the injuries, especially at wide receiver and Martellus, limit what you wanted to do throughout the season in terms of, like, what you had planned on doing and getting to?
I think when you look at the guys that have gone down were the guys that were getting so many of the reps, and then you take them off the field, and now you're putting guys that are, you're almost starting over a little bit. And we try to keep guys caught up, but when you start going plays off of plays, and then all of a sudden you get a new guy in there, and he's like, well, I've never done that before. You almost have to start from the beginning every once in a while and get these guys caught up and then get them on the same page as a quarterback because he hasn't had reps with them. So it does hurt you a little bit as far as how advanced you can get. But I feel like where we were at right now, a lot of the things that we were doing, we were okay with, because I don't know how far advanced we were really going to get in the first year of this offense.
Adam, do you feel like you know any more about Kevin White's ability to be an NFL receiver, what kind of player he's going to be, than you did the day we drafted? If so, what might that be?
I know the one thing I can attest for is I know the intelligence is there. I know he knows what we're doing on offense. Anytime I've seen him practice, I know he was hurting a little bit in the spring, but when we saw him come back here a little bit, you'd see those flashes of when he'd get an opportunity to get a ball down the field or he'd get a catch and run, you'd see those bursts. And you see those type of things, and you just have those flashbacks from when he came out of college where he created so many explosive plays, whether it be balls thrown down the field or something to catch and run. So I feel like he looks what we drafted. And now it's just going to be about making sure that we get him as close to 100% as possible, and then see where we're at in the spring.
Are you comfortable enough with the way he looks to make decisions about other wide receivers you might bring in or stuff?
Yeah, that's a tough one for me to answer, because that's not my role. I'm going to be able to give my opinion, and then at the end of the day, it's going to be the head coach and GM making those type of decisions.
They did a big story on you on your King's website. In the story, they said that Cutler surprised you by bringing a tailor to Hallis Hall to measure you for a custom suit. Is that right?
Yeah. It was a good one. It was a good one. I don't even know what's going on with it. So I mean, he really picked everything out. They did some measurements, and he goes, meet this guy down in the lobby. I'm like, what could this be? So I didn't know what he had planned. My trust level went a little low right there. I wasn't really sure. You're with Peyton Manning for a couple of years. You stop, you get a little nervous about things like that.
Get coaches gifts routinely? Has that happened to you before, or
is that new? Yeah, I mean, usually that was the first time it was something like that, but a lot of players that I've had in the past, coaches, that you'll see players get stuff for coaches, usually around Christmas.
What did you learn last offseason that could help you in potential interviews this offseason? Head coaching interviews.
I think the fact that I went through that experience was good, but right now it's such a hard thing to focus on, because this week there's so much that's involved in game planning from week to week. It's hard to worry about anything else past this week.
And what we talked to Jay about his patience this season, when the offense has to be very meticulous, like we saw in Tampa. Has your patience at times been tested, or you want to just kind of let him take a couple shots, but it's better than?
Well, last week was more. He had to stay on me last week because he knew that we had to be patient. He kept he kept telling, you know, a lot of our guys, hey, just let's take the five, let's take the seven, let's be able to run the ball, because he knew that those shots are hard to come by with that defense. I mean, Lovey has made a living on getting guys to get too greedy, and then all of a sudden a turnover happens, whether it be a sack fumble, whether it be an interception. And he knew that defense, because of being around this system for so long, we kept talking about we have to score through the goal line, because that's all they're going to let us do. They're not going to let us get 25 yards and 30 yards, and we're going to have these four-play drives, and we're going to score a touchdown. It was going to be so hard for to accomplish that, that it was just constantly just kept talking about, hey, we got to be methodical, we have to be patient, all right, take our 5-7 yards at a time, and we have to score through the goal line. And I know every fantasy football owner is excited that it was Kadeem Carey.
Right now
I'm focused on this week. I know that's not the answer anybody wants, but you know, this is a big game for us. You know, we feel like we're heading in the right direction with what we're trying to accomplish this year, and we had a big win last week, and we need to try to make it two in a row.
And how big of a hit would it be next year to this offense if Alshon Jeffrey's not here? And could Kevin White kind of mitigate that a little bit?
It's hard for me to say because I haven't seen our whole group together. I really like it when Alshon's out there. I guess I should put it that way. I love the fact that he attacks the ball. I love what he brings as a route runner. And I love the swagger that he does bring. I feel that he gives our guys some juice. When we got the big guy out there, he might do something special. And, you know, he does a great job of protecting the quarterback. You can miss a little bit with that guy out there. So I've enjoyed being around him this year. I wish we would have had more games where he was healthy. I know he fought through a lot this year to play in the games that he played in.
Thank you.